You'll meet them in just a moment, but first we'll have them play the first of three selections for you. Here we have the Spitaccio Quartet. They sound wonderful. They're here live in our studios. They are known as the Spitaccio Quartet, which is kind of like Piscati, except pistachio. And we'll turn and meet each of our players now, and we'll start with the first of one of our violinists. What's your name?
My name is Hallie.
And can you tell me what you just played?
We just played the Zweite Quartet by Mozart, the first movement.
And where do you go to school, and what grade are you in?
I'm in 7th grade, and I go to Carson Middle School in North Allegheny.
Any shout-outs you'd like to make?
To my lizard and to my family.
What's your lizard's name?
Spikey.
Spikey, that is a good name for a lizard. Does he live like in an aquarium?
Well, he lives in a glass tank, and he has like paper bedding and a little container with his water, and then we feed him like celery and superworms.
So I was going to ask if he was a vegan, but no, the worms would not be yeah. vegan. He probably has to stay really warm too, right?
Well, he has like a UV lamp and then like a basking lamp. And then there's one side that's really warm and one side that's like, it's not heated.
How long have you been playing violin?
I've been playing since I was maybe 5, so 7 years.
So it's, wow.
Or 8, I don't know.
And do you have a teacher who helps you learn?
Yeah, my private teacher is called Mrs. Jia.
And is there a coach for the quartet that's been working with you?
Yes, she plays the cello, and she's principal chair in the Pittsburgh Opera, and her name is Kathleen Malucci.
Wonderful. What else do you like to do when you're not making music?
Like careers?
Well, if there's something you'd like to be, but I was thinking just what you like to do for fun, or if you have any hobbies or things you enjoy doing, other things you enjoy doing.
I like reading. I also like drawing sometimes, and sometimes I go for a run, but not that often.
Excellent. Well, it's nice to get to know you. Let's meet right there on your left. What's your name?
My name is Pearl.
And could you tell us the school you go to and any shout-outs you might have?
I go to Winchester Thurston, and I'd like to shout out to my family.
How long have you gone to Winchester Thurston?
Since 5th grade.
And did you have 5th grade in Oakland or in the North Hills?
In Oakland.
So did you do a project where you interviewed somebody that was born in another country?
Yeah, from there to here, that project.
That was with us. I don't know if you
made remember
that connection. Yeah, we were always happy to meet somebody that did a project like that. We've worked with every 5th grade class at Winchester Thurston's Oakland campus for about 9 or 10 years.
Wow.
How long have you been playing violin?
I have also been playing since I was 5, so about 8 years.
What are your earliest memories of playing?
I remember I had a cardboard violin at first. You couldn't really make any sound, but then after I practiced on that, I got a real violin.
How interesting. I guess that is just a way to see if you like holding it and bowing it. Did anybody else have an instrument like that? I once had a cardboard dulcimer, which could make a... Did it have strings on it?
No, they were like drawn on.
Interesting that you had that. What do you like to do in addition to music?
I like to draw. I also play field hockey.
Excellent. And did we do shout outs?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just wanted to be sure. Your teacher, too?
My teacher is Dennis O'Boyle.
Excellent. Thank you. It's nice to talk to you. Sometimes I forget if we did shout outs. Now we have the violist of the group, Gannon. Oh, no, I'm sorry, the cellist. I should look up as I'm talking. It's Lincoln. Hi.
Hi.
Tell me about yourself.
I go to Dorseyville Middle School, and I'm in 8th grade. I've been playing since 2nd grade, so that's about 6 years.
And what attracted you to the cello?
Probably the fact that my sister wasn't on the cello. Yeah, she plays the viola, and, you know, I didn't want to be like her, I guess, back then.
And she's older than you,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, she's older than me.
I can understand that very much. How much older than you is she?
5 years. She goes to William and Mary now.
Do you two ever play together?
No, not really, actually. It's usually been such a big age gap that we don't sound good together.
Yeah, 5 years. My brothers are 5 and 6 years older than me, so it's similar to that. What else do you like to do?
I personally love to debate. I do debates in social studies class almost every day. I also do musicals at the Act One Theater School, and I sing in my school's honors choir.
Excellent. Now, when you do debate, do you ever take a point of view that is really not your point of view?
That is my favorite thing to do. I love to take contrarian viewpoints. It's so much fun.
Yeah, I like to do that too. I always have to remind people this is not my belief.
It's
fun to do that. Well, it's nice to meet you. And now we have our viola player. I'll let you introduce yourself and offer any shout-outs.
I'm Gannon. I go to Jefferson Middle School in Mount Lebanon. I'd like to give a shout-out to my family and my dog.
What's your dog's name?
Daisy.
I forgot to ask the lizard's name. What's your lizard's name? Oh, what is your lizard? I missed it. Oh, it's, don't tell me, Spike. Spikey and
Daisy.
Having memory trouble this morning. It's tough. Spikey and Daisy. What kind of dog is Daisy?
She's a Great Dane.
Oh, that's a big dog. You've played viola for how long?
Well, I started a couple months ago, but I've been playing the violin since I was 5. So I just recently transitioned.
And how has that transition been? It's a different tuning, right?
Yeah, it's an alto clef and violins and treble. So it was kind of hard to get used to at first, but I've been able to pick it up pretty easily.
Why did you decide to switch?
Well, I kind of wanted to play the lower register, because violin only goes down to a G, viola goes down to a C, so it's there's lower notes on
it. So just having those lower tones is something you wanted to experience?
Yeah.
Making those. Great. What are you going to play for your next selection? Is it another Mozart?
Yeah, it's the third movement of the same Mozart piece. So,
excellent. This group, you can just place that down right there. This group, all right, you can hand it to Chad with the long arms. This group is known as the Spitaccio Quartet, and if you didn't hear them a few moments ago, you're really going to enjoy them for the first time, or maybe you're ready for yet another selection from them. The Saturday Light Brigade, proud to have you here. Here they are. Don, I was just reading some messages and emails indicating how much people are enjoying listening to you this morning. I understand that three of you are going to be heading off to New York with the Pittsburgh Youth Symphony Orchestra. That's exciting. And let me, can you tell us, this is Spikey's caretaker. Can you tell me a little bit about the trip you're taking, Hallie?
Well, it's going to be on March 30th, and we're going to Carnegie Hall in New York to perform.
How exciting! You must be excited, are you?
Yes, I am.
Have you been to New York before?
Well, I think I've been there on the way to Canada, because that's where some of my relatives live, but I don't think I've, like, just been there and just for, like, that reason.
Well, that's exciting. Well, Hallie and Pearl are, you're going to be going there both, right? That's going to be a fun trip. And Pearl, anything you want to say about that trip? This is with Pittsburgh Youth Symphony Orchestra. Are you guys in that group? Yeah.
We're going to play the Firebird Suite by Stravinsky. We played that for our last concert in December, and we're going to play it again there. The concert's on the 31st, but we're leaving on the 30th. And we also might do another concert at a school near New York.
How nice. Well. That's a great composition, too. Yeah. Believe it or not, our marching band played part of the Firebird Suite when I was in high school, and it was really neat to play it on marching band instruments. You've got one encore selection that we're going to do. Before you do it, did anybody want to say something that they didn't get a chance to say? And I immediately see Lincoln's hand.
I didn't get a chance to do my shout-out. Oh. I'd like to shout-out my grandmother Baldwin. She used to be a concert violist. She was a big inspiration for me, and she's been playing quartet music since before my father was my age. So
wow.
I'd just like to shout her out.
And do you know her well?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Is she still in the area?
Yeah. No, she lives in North Carolina in a retirement home in Hendersonville.
I'm so glad that you mentioned her. Thank you. Did anybody else want to say anything? Laurie, you can jump right on that microphone. Laurie Cunningham, who is the person that makes sure Youth Chamber Connection works. She's their director. And what a great thing you've done bringing musicians together.
A perfect example. Some of the boys are not currently playing in our orchestra. The Three Rivers Young People's Orchestra is the group going to New York.
Oh, thank you.
But I wanted to shout out that these kids all attend schools with amazing music programs. So, you know, for example, Lincoln studies under Jeff Breyer's baton at Dorseyville, and it's an amazing music program. They all could tell stories like that. So we are indebted to both their private teachers as well as their school teachers.
And it's Three Rivers Young People's Orchestra going on the trip. Pittsburgh Youth Symphony is a great orchestra for youth to get involved in,
too. And they're going to Europe in June.
Oh, my.
The Pittsburgh Youth Symphony goes to Europe or somewhere every 3 years, so... And next year, the students in TRIPO, the Three Rivers Young People's Orchestra, will also go on a tour. We have not announced where yet. It's a secret.
How fortunate to live in a community that has these opportunities.
Absolutely.
Did anybody else have anything to say? Now, you're going to do a special song now that everybody's going to recognize for your closing song, and we'll... you feel everybody's in the ready position? Take it away, the Spatatio Quartet. I love it. And we will especially send that out to Laurie, who's got a birthday later this month. Happy birthday to you. Right? Is your birthday's coming up?
Yes. And I was born on a leap year. And this is one of the rare years that I was due on February 29th, but I was born 2 minutes to midnight on February
28th. I had a friend whose mother was born on that date. We were about 10, and he would always say his mother was like, 8,
right,
because you don't get that many birthdays if it's February 29th. Well, happy birthday to
you.
And thanks to all of you, the Spatatio Quartet. Spatatio, you sound great. Thank you.